All right. Well, welcome, everybody, to the first edition of Bang, the Knicks podcast. I'm here with a couple of Knicks fans. My name is Brian. I'm here with Brendan and Kevin. How are you guys doing?
Good, man. I'm Brendan.
I'm Kevin. I'm feeling good.
Optimistic.
That's good. So I was just about to get to that. Obviously, we're coming off one of the worst. Yeah, maybe the worst. Actually, no, I think one of the worst.
The worst.
Was it the worst?
I think it was the worst.
The losingest, yeah.
Losingest season in Knicks history. 17 wins, but now a 4-1 record in the preseason. Carmelo Anthony looks like he's dialed in, shooting about 70%. Have a rookie phenom, Kristaps Porzingis, who, if he's healthy,
like it.
Got Kyle O'Quinn, and that guy looks like he's going to be a productive player this year. So, some good signs. What do you guys think? What do we take from the 4-1 record so far in the preseason? Anything?
Yeah, I mean, I think it's nice to see them playing team basketball.
I like the results, but I mean, I'm going to go out on a limb and say the record by itself, like, pretty much means nothing at this point.
Yeah, right. I'm far more interested in what they've been doing on the court.
Yeah, well, exactly.
Yeah, I think the Sacramento Kings are actually doing very well this preseason, too. Not sure what that means.
I mean, there have been teams that have been, like, I think the Timberwolves last year had an undefeated preseason record and had the worst record in the league. And then, like, the Spurs lose every preseason game and they go on to win finals every year. Not every year, but whatever, you know what I mean. So, record, I don't think, really matters. But they have looked like a very talented basketball team comparatively to last year.
Some positive signs. They look like they could have depth.
Yeah, I love Derek Williams coming off the bench.
Yeah, I mean, what a coup. What a coup to get him coming off the bench.
Yeah, I love seeing O'Quinn as the leader of that bench, because I was thinking before, it's like, if I wanted him to start, but I figured if anyone, like, he's the guy that would be willing to accept the role as, like, the leader of that second line.
And he does seem to be embracing the hell out of that.
Yeah, he always talks about great. He knows his role, like, he knows where he needs to be.
Yeah, he is going to be a crowd favorite at the Garden this year, because he's like a throwback to style Knicks that some Knicks fans, a lot of Knicks fans, will glorify.
He had that block in the first preseason game, and then he was, like, jumping up and down after it, and the Garden was, like, in the first preseason game was going crazy.
Yeah.
That was pretty sweet.
Yeah, that's really great.
Yeah.
And he's a Queens guy, and he's on a super cheap contract for what he could be talent-wise, so that's great. We got him for 4 years. That $4 million a year, that's awesome.
Yeah, that is really great. I would say bona fide leader of that second unit at this point.
Yeah, he just is. He has the intensity and the energy, and I think the personality to really, you know,
super smart too. He's a really good passer.
Genius on the court.
Surprised me with that. He looks great.
He was a point guard in high school.
Really?
Yeah, I heard that.
I almost don't believe that.
He was short and he started late. I read an article about him when we first picked him up, and he was short, and so he played point guard all through high school, and then had a huge growth spurt his junior year or senior year or something, and got to as tall as he is now, and they were like, well, you're gonna go to the post, and he's just played down there.
That's really crazy. I had no idea.
It's working
similar
out for
Anthony like a lower level Anthony Davis. I think Anthony Davis was like a guard for a while too, and then he just shot up.
I've heard that too.
Yeah, O'Quinn's not quite as athletic.
Yeah, he's you know,
a light version.
Heavy light, yeah, I guess.
You know, I mean,
yeah, I know what you mean.
Yeah, maybe a little bit heavier. A heavy light version. I like that.
What do we think now? Do we think O'Quinn definitely going to be a bench player? Do we think start and they would still bring Porzingis off the bench? Or
I like Porzingis starting and O'Quinn off the bench. I like having, like, I want them to spread out the talent, kind of, because Porzingis is not going to be able to hold up, like, the offense of our second unit. Like O'Quinn, he can play defensively, but we have, I think, all right, so our first line is not going to be a great defensive unit if we play Porzingis and Aflalo. I mean, Aflalo's all right, but he's probably going to play next to Calderon.
And it's Calderon's not going to look fucking awful.
Yeah, probably one of the biggest defensive liabilities in the league. So I feel like we need to spread out the talent on both sides for each line. So because a lot of the games we were like, we had our first line doing well, but our second line would, you know, wouldn't be able to keep up the pace.
I loved this preseason. Most, like, Galloway had like plus 23 in most of these games, like super defensive and solid offensive second unit, with Derek Williams playing like pretty close to what he was projected to play. Like, it's actually working out. And if this stays through the regular season, it's going to be nice. I like the two units.
Yeah, I definitely think Derek Williams needed a drastic change of scenery.
Yeah, structure, you know, makes a big difference sometimes.
Still pretty, what is he, 24? He's still pretty young, right?
Yeah, 24, 25.
Not much older than Jaren Grant.
No, all of those dudes. Kylo Quinn's 24, Jaren Grant, Galloway, 24.
That's crazy. I think
that whole unit is like best friends now.
Yeah, that's going to be great.
They need a name.
Oh man, that's tough.
Are we taking it upon ourselves?
I don't think I'm ready to do that right now, but
yeah, keep it in the back of our minds, you know, yeah, let's develop organically.
That's true. We should have had one ready before we started.
Yeah, that would have been a good idea.
We just thought of it off the dome.
Maybe Zach will have one.
Need you, Zach. Your creative mind.
Got to figure out Mumble and bring us a nickname and you get in here. So what what were we saying?
I was going to say, I think Clyde's probably got all the nicknames down already.
Is he calling Porzingis a zinger?
I'm sure he will at some point if he hasn't already.
I think he has, but Porzingis says he doesn't like that name.
It doesn't matter. Whatever Clyde says goes. So
I guess that's true. What did Rebecca Harlow call him? It's like, I forget.
I mean, I just naturally say Porzingod. It just kind of rolls off.
It's the greatest.
Yeah, I've been saying that too now for a couple of months.
It's not even creative, but it's just funny.
Yeah.
To be talking about this, like, this rookie, lanky, tall, white dude as the greatest player of all time already.
Yeah.
At night 20.
Porzingod.
Yeah, Porzingod.
When did he turn 20? Like, last month or something?
A couple weeks ago.
Yeah. That's crazy, man.
August 2nd, so yeah, a couple months ago.
You think Jaren Grant will make his way into the starting lineup sooner or later? Or Calderon, as we've seen, is just a sieve defensively, so.
Yeah, I don't know. We got to see something new out of Calderon. I don't know if he's just chilling because it's preseason or what. But, like, Melo and Aflalo have already said that they want to play with Jaren Grant. And Jaren Grant can drive and kick, and he plays defense, and he can hit an open three. He's great on the pick and roll, and he's got great court vision. Like, it just seems like he should be in that role. Like, he just fits. But then Calderon, Galloway, and second unit, it's funky.
Yeah, it's hard to work out. I foresee Calderon starting us off, and then somewhere down the line, Grant starting.
I feel like that's it's just the way that it's going to go. Like, we didn't draft Grant to never become the starter of this team.
Definitely, yeah. I think, man, to think we gave up Hardaway for him, I'm very happy.
That was a steal of a trade.
I love that.
Even if Hardaway plays well in Atlanta, I think that that's just going to work because he's there and he's got one literal role, but now we have a playmaking defensive point guard instead of a three-pointer.
Godsend.
Yeah, that's amazing.
It's going to be so nice. I remember after we upgraded, like, from Felton to Calderon, I was already excited. I was like, oh, great, we have a competent point guard now. And then, you know, that year happened. And now that we have Grant, like, I'm ecstatic. This is going to be...
He is actually a competent point guard.
I mean, Calderon knows how to run an offense. Offensively, yes. I think he, I don't know, starting caliber on a few teams. Not every team, obviously, but on a few. But, you know, it's just the defense is not going to cut it.
Do you think we trade him?
Yeah, like, value?
I mean, get rid of... I think he would be a salary dump so that we have $7 million to spend next year.
Definitely, yeah. I mean, as a shooter, yeah, I think he has value. I don't know who wants to take on the $7 million, but...
For 2 years, too.
Yeah, no. It's going to be tough, but, I mean... Some teams will be willing to do that if they don't have, they barely give anything back.
Yeah, I mean, like, one starting point guard goes down and you need some dude to make a playoff run. Like, he's not a bad option. Unless you're like
value
Memphis.
As a shooter.
Well, I guess Memphis could actually really use him. They need some 3-point shooting.
Yeah, that would actually work out really well.
I'd take Mike Conley back in that deal.
Yeah,
That was a joke. I was waiting for one of you to laugh, but I was like, they think I'm serious.
It was way too much silence after you.
Interesting. Interesting point.
Yeah, we both tried to find a way to say, like, that's not going to work. Like, without being rude. I'm Memphis, I take Calderon and give back cash. I don't
like whatever. What they have Beno Udrih. I will not take Beno Udrih back in that deal. No, hell no. He can never come back to New York.
He does not want to come back to New York.
No, he had a bad time in New York.
He would just stop playing basketball. He wouldn't at that point. If he got traded back to us, he would not be a basketball player any longer.
Yep, I'm just done now, guys. Bye. Not coming.
Like, nah, this is nope, not gonna work. No thanks.
Bring Zach Randolph back.
Oh man, that'd be great. You'd teach Porzingis how to body up.
That would be
pretty
sweet.
He's scared now. All right, so what are we thinking? I'd say by January, starting lineup with the Aflalo, Melo, Porzingis, Grant will be starting by January.
Yeah,
I feel
that's
like
a reasonable
timeline. That's probably the only question mark is starting point guard, really, at that point.
Do you think that we entirely flip the starters in that, like, Grant and Galloway start? Or do we leave Galloway down?
I like having Galloway in the second unit, and I don't really think he'll be starting quality at any point. I mean, he's almost an elite defender, albeit a small sample size. But he's not enough of a playmaker. I do like him playing with like a point guard like Jaren Grant, so he could play off the ball, but I don't know. I don't know if he could start.
Yeah, if you're starting Langston Galloway, you're not very good.
Yeah, no. I'll be honest there. I love him, but there's a reason he was in the D League for half of last year.
I guess that's true.
No offense to the guy. Like, I think he's developed an absolute, like, miles more than I thought he would over the past year, but you know, there are better options, I think, at this point.
All right, we were talking on our email messenger service about some projections for win totals, and I think I lost my mind actually middle of the day, and I was thinking, but I predicted 44 wins playoffs, probably being too generous. I had Porzingis fever or something. What do you guys?
I would disagree with that very much.
You're going way under.
I'm going 30-35.
Yeah, I took the over on our like 31.5 wins from Vegas, but I don't think it's gonna be. If we got 500, I'd be surprised.
Yeah, that would be probably seven seed material, which I don't think.
I mean, don't get me wrong, I'd love for that to happen.
Oh yeah, no.
But I don't see it being an entirely realistic situation. Yeah,
no. I feel like the defense is going to surprise a lot of people. That's the one thing that I'm hopes on. You know, that front line. I mean, just thinking about and watching some of that front line with Porzingis and Lopez is going to be tough for people to penetrate.
I mean, there were like 14 blocks in that Boston game or something. And Melo was pretty dialed in on defense. And he's a decent defender when he actually tries.
Yeah, in the post, I've seen some stats. Like,
he's good.
He's actually like one of the better post defenders. It's just his perimeter defense that's a little bit suspect.
Which is fine if he D's up on the fours. And
exactly.
I don't know if we throw the 7'3" dude that's athletic on a three, like maybe he can do something.
Yeah, and I mean, he's not even like the worst on the perimeter. Like, he's
no Jose.
Low average. Definitely not. But he's no Jose. Is anybody Jose besides Jose?
Jose is Jose, but I don't. Maybe Sasha. I don't know.
Sasha.
No, not even.
Sasha's annoying on defense, which I think is significantly better than being Bargnani on defense. Bargnani might be Jose bad. I don't know. But he's not on our team anymore, so I'm okay with that. I'm actually ecstatic about that.
Yeah, that's one of the happiest thing going in.
I find it hilarious that he's in Brooklyn, and it's like he didn't even have to leave. He's just changing buildings that he works in.
Yeah, I wonder if he lives in the same apartment. Probably.
Yeah, why would you move?
It's a subway ride. Does he like have feelings? Like, I've never seen any semblance of emotion within that man's face.
I can't really think of any moment that he got angry about something.
Yeah, like not even mad. Like, let alone happy. Let's not even touch that. But like, he never argued a call. Like, he just didn't. He just doesn't care. He's just like, he's a machine in the worst possible way.
Yeah, he just is a drone. I mean, I think that contributes significantly to why he doesn't play well. Like, he just doesn't give a shit. He's like I'm a big tall white dude. I make money. Like, whatever, man. I don't care.
Yeah, but he's got, you know, he's got so much. He played the Knicks on the Raptors like 4 years ago, and he dropped about 40 in Square Garden, and the guy looked like Nowitzki. Incredible.
It's sad because he could have been really good.
But yeah, just, if he was, that's the thing I love about Porzingis is that he's a gym rat and he just, he loves to just.
Yeah, I mean, he's working so hard. He is so beaten up from trying to get ready to, like, I think he's trying a little too hard to be NBA ready for this season, which isn't a bad thing to try too hard, but, like, I don't think we, he shouldn't be as worried as he is about having an impact this year, because we know we're not going to make anything long term.
Yeah, I agree with that.
So take it slow. Like, your body's not going to, you're not going to gain 50 pounds in 2 months. Yeah. Like, that's going to be something that's going to happen over time. You're going to fill into that.
Poor guy's eating like 40 peanut butter and jelly sandwiches a day or something.
That's not.
Yeah, somewhere around that number. It's the estimate.
Give or take 10. But yeah, he'll be fine. Got to stay healthy.
I'm not worried about this stuff. I'm starting to work out now, and my leg hurts. So it's like, it's the same, well, not on the same level, but he's sore.
It's exactly the same thing.
I am experiencing the same physical issues as Kristaps Porzingis.
Gotta lay off the PB&J, dude.
It's messing with your brain, man.
So Melo looks like he's locked in. What do we think? Does he have a vintage Carmelo Anthony year ahead of him?
I hope so, man. He looks like he's just like itching to play like real basketball.
Yeah, he's feeling it, and I think he likes the triangle. I can just sense it, and he's passing the ball, which is a huge plus.
Yeah, when he's a willing passer, he's a great passer. So
God, there was some he had a great, like, from above the 3-point line down to under the basket pass that was just a bullet. It was awesome. He's great at those.
I mean, when he's not passing, he's already, I think, a top 15 player in the league. Like, just his offense, his crazy offensive game. And then when he like turns on the IQ and starts passing, like, forget about it.
Yeah, I mean, he's top 5 definitely when he's passing, and he's actually being a team player, because I mean, I don't, like, his offense is so good. He's shooting, like, prior, not this game, and the Sixers game that he didn't play well just now?
Not sure.
Right, that was the...
Whatever, the third preseason game he didn't shoot well. But for 2 games, he was 67.5% from the floor. Shot 72 in the first one.
He took a lot of shots, too.
Yeah! Like, that's the kind of play we need from him. And to see that now is exciting.
Very exciting.
He was absolutely murdering that Brazilian team.
Oh my God.
Yeah, that was like free throws.
Wasn't even fair.
My theory is that they had him play, and I don't know if this is not backed by any sort of evidence at all, but they had him play team ball the first couple games to feel the triangle and play it by the tee and just, like, pass the ball, whatever, use the motion, use the screens. And then in that third game, they were like, play some ISO and see the difference. And he did. And the difference was there. And he just, like, did not shoot well. But I don't know. That's my own personal theory on the topic.
I would love that. That'd be great to hear. I love how he's saying, he he's telling the trainers to get on him about defense if they see it on the tape, like in front of the team.
Yeah, we'll see how long that lasts, though.
I don't know. I feel like he feels different about this team. I feel like we all do feel a little different about this team.
Such a big year for him.
It doesn't feel like Melo's team. To me, at least. And I think that's really important.
Yeah, I like that. I would agree with that.
Like, he does have to be a leader in that sense, but it doesn't feel like... Like, Phil and Derek are making the decisions, not Carmelo, which is how it used to be. It was like, who does Melo want to play with? Who does Melo want to pass the ball to? Like, and now it's more the way a basketball team should be run.
It was very clear this summer that Melo was not involved in any of Phil's decisions, that he was just kind of letting Melo know.
Which is how every other basketball team runs if you don't have LeBron James.
Yeah, I was going to add that. If you're not the Cavaliers.
Yeah, like that's the one exception. Like Kevin Durant doesn't even get that treatment.
Yeah, it is the one exception to the rule.
Like they just fired Scottie Brooks.
Yeah, whether or not Kevin Durant wanted him, I think they were going to do that.
Definitely. Which was, of course, the right decision.
Yeah, I agree. You can't really... It seems like Billy Donovan's doing a nice job over there. Russell Westbrook was saying, like, he's got tons of open shots, and that's scary to think about.
Yeah.
God. Yeah. That Brooks firing was, like, a year overdue, but...
I mean, you may as well keep him around for the year Kevin Durant's hurt.
Yeah, during the Westbrook year.
God, that was some fun stuff to watch.
That was something else.
Like, you would tune into a game and he'd put up a triple-double. And it was fantastic.
And it was normal.
Yeah, it was surprising when he didn't do
it. Yeah, you would just be like, another one. You would say another one.
He had the same amount of triple-doubles himself as the rest of the league.
That's a pretty good year.
I don't use the word stupid to describe a lot of things, but that's not even human.
He is a wild man. God, it was so much fun.
The last person I would want to get in the way of on his way to the basket.
He runs so fast, and he's huge.
Yeah.
God, he's really a tank.
It literally seems like he's running down a hill.
I'm so excited for this basketball season to start, man. I'm dying. Even preseason has not been enough, and it's been great.
Yeah, what is opening night? Is the 28th?
Yeah, I think so. And we're in Milwaukee?
Yeah.
I believe so. We'll get a look at those nice, fancy new uniforms they got over there.
Oh, yeah, those will look nice. I hope they look... I'd like
they
them to use crazy. The alternate with their alternate court, but I know they're not going to do that.
Wonder how Jason Kidd is settling into life in Milwaukee.
I watched some of their preseason workouts, and he looks like he's doing all right.
I mean, his basketball team has been getting better.
Yeah, they looked pretty good. I don't know. I think they'll do well, but... I mean, they have, like, three shooters. They're kind of like the Grizzlies in the sense that they don't have much range. But, like, really good defense.
Yeah, and in the Eastern Conference.
Yeah, that helps a lot.
They're going to be tough.
I still think we're worse than the Bucks. I think we're worse than the Celtics still.
I do too. Nobody thinks the Celtics are going to be good. I'm blown away by that.
Yeah.
They're the same team.
They have a lot of great pieces.
With an all-star and a half.
Yeah.
Like,
okay.
With David Lee and
Isaiah. I thought you meant that was the all-star and I'm backed off a little bit.
He was a former all-star and Isaiah is the half all-star because he, whatever.
I still think the Pacers are better than us. I still think the Heat are. I definitely think the Heat are. Or the Heater,
iffy on the Pistons. I think they need to develop some chemistry. I think Reggie's good. If Brandon Jennings can actually come back from an Achilles injury, which nobody ever does, then yes, they're good. But if there's some sort of ego thing going on, which Stan Van Gundy seems to always find, they might have some issues.
Well, they don't really have like a Dwight Howard.
Andre. So.
Yeah, not at the same level of Dwight.
No,
I don't
but
think,
he's
he esque. Doesn't deserve he doesn't deserve the ego that Dwight Howard may have.
No, that's true.
Maybe warranted a little bit, even though he was kind of a bit of a a bit of an asshole about it.
I mean, he's Andre's definitely the most talented player on that team.
Yeah, I agree with that. But I mean, he's no superstar, not even.
No,
definitely not. Was he an all-star this past season? No, right?
I don't think so. Making me look it up now. Okay.
Yeah, he wasn't, so.
I mean, I think 8 seed's a long shot for us. I don't think it's out of the question. I think there are a lot of teams that'll be right there.
A lot of things have to go right.
Yeah, and we have to have no injuries, which is, impossible to predict.
That's the thing. Just look at the Heat. Dwayne Wade.
Yeah, they were a good team last year.
Time bomb. Right, yeah.
And that, they all got hurt, and what are you going to do? But they should be top four, the Heat this season, for sure.
They don't have much shooting. They don't
better than the Wizards.
Cavs, Bulls. Wizards. I don't think the Hawks will be top four. I think they'll make it, but I don't think they'll be top four.
I do think last year was like they were overachieving a bit, but
yes,
I don't know how far you can drop off from that.
I mean, I don't think they'll have what they had 62 wins last year.
60.
Right at 60.
60. Yeah. There's not going to be. 50 might be a good number for them. 51, 2. Well, who is the Heat have? Dragic, Wade. Who's their three? Whiteside and Bosch. Luol Deng, right?
Yeah.
I mean, that's a pretty solid lineup. And then they have Amari. I forgot they have Amari.
Yeah.
And that's awesome. I forget the rest of their bench. But, I don't know. Justice Winslow is pretty good.
I like him.
Yeah, I liked him pre-draft. But, he looks like he's going to be exactly what you drafted him for. And they got him at the 10th pick.
I know. Oh, my God. When?
Freaking steal.
When the Hornets passed up on him, I didn't know what to do.
Pat Riley just dropped his books. He was like, "Yeah, we're taking him." what?
Why? Why?
This was never supposed to be an option, and it is. And what?
I wouldn't have minded taking him at 4.
I was all about it.
Winslow.
Yeah, I was on board that train. I was one of the few.
It wasn't my favorite. It would have been my favorite choice, but I wouldn't have minded it. I don't think.
I think, to be honest, the one person I didn't want was Porzingis. And obviously now I'm not on that page because, who you don't want to be the Knicks and draft a tall white dude because we've done that 3 times, and it hasn't worked out. Yeah.
It's the mystery fact. It's the, you know,
most definitely.
Most people didn't look into it and did not know what we were getting into.
Had he said the things that he said, you know, in the past month or after the draft, like where he was just like all about playing in New York and how much he wanted to be in the gym and like all that stuff. Obviously he couldn't say that he wanted to play in New York, but you know what I mean? Like just his whole demeanor about basketball. If I had known about that prior to, I might have had different feelings towards him, but like we had never heard him speak. We had never heard much of anything and saw him shoot that one gym session was pretty cool. Cause he was hitting like 15, 16 shots in a row. So that was impressive.
I've heard the initial reaction referred to as the Bargnani reflex. So I thought that was accurate.
That's very accurate.
This foreign, you know, stretch four.
Tall white dude that can shoot.
Yeah.
And he's supposed to be athletic.
Yeah, exactly.
But it feels different.
I wonder how that little kid who was crying on draft night is doing now.
I know. I want an update Robert. So badly. God, that kid was such a tool. Crying and taking a selfie of himself. Ugh, what a loser. I love that children. That was plastered over the internet.
Poor kid.
That's true. I guess that's his kid's life is ruined now.
Porzingis will probably take him out to dinner someday.
Yeah, I'm sure.
Make him feel better.
Imagine that. That'd be awesome.
He does seem like that kind of guy.
Well, after that.
Mets won. I don't know if anybody was watching.
Right. Have it on in the background. What was the final score?
I think 4-1.
Back to Chicago, up 2-0. Not bad.
No, that's the way you want it.
I mean, I'm no baseball fan, but let's go New York, I guess.
Yeah, that's about the only reason why I'm watching.
If anything, I'd say I'm a Yankees fan, but I mean, if New York is happy, then I'm happy.
Yeah, that's how I feel. I haven't cared a lick about baseball in years.
I love this this sidebar picture we have on our side.
I know. They're great.
You guys jump in. That's fantastic.
I wonder what Cleanthony's role is going to be like.
I still don't know how I feel about him. Everyone, like, at the time of the pick, everyone's saying how we got first-round talent, and he's going to be, like, a really great scorer. Last year, so far this, you know, summer league and preseason, he's looked like miles more comfortable.
Yeah, significantly.
So much
better.
Last year I was afraid for him every time he touched the ball. Like
He just seemed like he had rookie jitters so hard last year. Definitely. Like he was freaking out.
And his shot was so confidence based. It was what was that? He had like actually 20 missed threes in a row at one point.
Man, I did not know that.
It was ridiculous. I mean, he was a rookie. I wanted to give him more time, but
I loved when we sent him down to the D League those couple of games. I think he really thrives on being the best player on the floor, which is not really going to happen in the NBA unless you make yourself the best player on the floor. Nice. But he double doubled in both games with like 25 and 15 or something. I was like, dude, you can play basketball. Like, you know what you're doing out there. Like, you're okay.
Yeah, no, I agree with that.
Harry was doing like a lot of yoga in the
Good, yoga's awesome.
Stuff that centered him, because he's definitely he seems just a lot more confident.
I mean, Phil's all about that Zen meditation stuff. And so yoga would have a big, big play. I read Phil's book actually just recently. It's really good.
Yeah, I've skimmed through it, but I have not read it.
Yeah, I had to read it for some grad school class on leadership, and it was pretty sweet. It just taught me a lot about how to like lead people in situations. I don't know. It was cool. It's good information. Recommend it.
Is it like to Sean Bradley. Basketball based, or is it? Like,
yeah, it's all about him coaching the Bulls and the Lakers, and his experiences in basketball, and like being a leader, and like how he handled situations as a leader, and how he had Michael and Kobe handle situations. And it was sweet. It was a good deal.
Yeah, that sounds really interesting. I'll
have to take it. I feel like. After reading it, I made a post on Reddit about this, and it was another article that I read about. Like, there are different leadership techniques out there. My phone's blown up. Dave's freaking out. Different leadership techniques out there, and Melo falls into one specific style, and I think he's actually being able to exploit it right now. Which is why he's playing better, which is why he's acting like a big brother and, you know, is actually leading the team instead of, like, trying to be the leader. He's leading it in a different style than, like, you know, Kobe's going to be a leader in the way that Kobe's going to lead, because he's going to, like, yell at you and tell you what to do. But that's not how Melo leads, but that's how everybody perceives that Melo should lead. But it's definitely not. And Melo has finally found a way to actually lead this team the right way, and it's working. And I mean, granted, 4 preseason games, and 2 of them were good, but I feel like it's going to be very different now that he's not. He doesn't have that kind of pressure to lead the way that Kobe leads.
That's really. I really like that take on that. That's really interesting. Yeah.
I hope
having some Zen in our front office.
Yeah, I've taken on a lot of Phil's, like, I don't know. I'm all about that too after him coming in. So I'm like, I've been considering adopting meditation and totally taking on Phil's lifestyle to hopefully find my way into the Knicks organization. But I don't actually think that's ever going to happen.
He's had some success with that.
So, yeah, I mean,
it's a proven method.
Yeah, you can't really argue it.
I think we're moving faster than the 76ers are, at the very least.
I think that, yes. I hope we're not basing our rebuild off of them.
Yeah, well, apparently, I mean, Joel Embiid is, he loves Shirley Temples.
That's his
brink of choice.
Well, he's not 21.
That's the biggest. News that's come out.
Is he going to play basketball? Is he going to be Greg Oden of that draft class?
I want him to play.
I do too. I want Hakeem 2.0.
Greg Oden, by the way, is dominating the Chinese league now.
Of course he is. He's like a 7-foot, 300-pound dude. Like.
It seems way more fun for him than, like, you know, walking away, like trying to get in for a couple of minutes. Just go dominate China.
And I'm sure he makes good money doing that too.
Yeah.
But, I think he's not making too much. He's not making
millions.
No, I mean, he's making millions, but not like.
He's making enough.
He's going to be fine.
I mean, he was going to be fine when he signed his rookie contract, but.
Yeah, that's for sure. Yeah, 23-14 in his China debut.
Yeah, I just saw that.
It'd help us out. Isaiah would sign him.
Yeah.
Dude, please don't even do that.
For the Liberty.
He's too nice. Much of like, an old man to make the Liberty.
Can't start talking about the Liberty again, though, so let's...
I can't believe that's happened.
I was going to bring something up a little off topic, but it's too far off base.
We talked about the Liberty last time. Let's keep it. Let's not talk about the Liberty every time we have a podcast.
We lost all our listeners.
Yeah, they're gone by now.
They hear the word Liberty and they're just like, fuck this.
Nope, X, not... fuck this shit.
That was their last chance. And they fucked it up. What were we talking about? The Knicks or something?
Greg. Podcasting out?
Yeah, I don't know how Greg Oden became the topic there, but...
Yeah, we seem to digress on this pretty frequently. We should probably stick to a plan. But we're learning, so that's okay.
Yeah, we'll have our one viewer critique what we need.
Yes.
To change.
If you made it this far in this podcast, please tell us what we can do
better. Thank you. Let's try to guess their name.
No, that's... I doubt it. That's way too easy.
Michael.
JD, as in JD in the...
JD in the straight shot. Jim Dolan is listening to this podcast. I'm nervous that if we play this song as the intro, he's going to sue us.
Ooh, what a bad
song. I don't know how I feel about that.
I'd be honored.
If Jim Dolan cared enough to sue us.
That could get us some media, though.
That would get us so much recognition.
That's true. We would get so many more listeners. Then we got to roll with it.
At only the cost of whatever James Dolan would sue us.
Yes.
It's not like I have any assets for him to get, so. I feel pretty safe.
$3 and some belly button lint.
Yeah, you might get my, like... I don't even know, dude. I don't have my PS4. Please don't take that.
It's the only thing I have left.
It's all that gets me through my days. Speaking of PS4. I bet
all my money on the Liberty.
Yeah, right. The Knicks are kind of fun to play with in 2K.
Yeah, I hear they're good. Any three-point shooter is fun to play with.
That's true.
2K, so.
And Melo hits pretty much everything. So. So is Porzingis, actually. Porzingis is pretty solid from deep, which is really fun.
It looks so effort. He just looks so effortless.
It's so pretty.
Yeah, it seems like it's going in every time.
God, it's great. I can't wait to see him in like 4 years.
Every time he shoots, even if he doesn't make it, I feel like it's like back rimming at the very least.
Yeah.
Like, this just seems like
he does feel different, right? Than like Bargnani hype. I don't really remember, but it feels different than like a tall white dude.
I think so. He looks like comfortable. He doesn't look like too. I mean, he is lanky. He doesn't look like that's like holding him back, though.
No, he seems aware of his body.
Yeah, he seems like fluid, like he knows. I think it's pretty hard to tell until we get into.
I guess we got to see him actually play basketball more.
But I have hope, man. I'm holding out.
Did you see that guy? I hate to do this. That guy calling out that we should have drafted Amudier.
Doing that?
Some dude on Reddit.
I really liked Moutier. I wouldn't have been mad at that either. That was probably my first choice.
No, but like to go and say now that we should have drafted Moutier instead of Porzingis is a little early.
Definitely.
Yeah.
Oh yeah. What are we basing this off of? Like Moutier playing against the second unit of like whatever.
All of the Western Coast played. The West Coast teams.
Like,
he was like saying that Moutier was gonna run up the same numbers that John Wall did his rookie year. It was like,
that's
cool. Dude, that's, because his per 36 BS. In preseason was the same. It's like, what?
No,
that was not gonna work out.
I wouldn't converse with that gentleman anymore.
I think Phil getting Jaren Grant. Jaren Grant takes a lot of the sting out of not getting Moutier.
Yeah, definitely. It definitely feels
a
lot Phil must have known something like that, that he could have pulled off a trade to get. Like, I'm sure he had Jaren Grant on his board and was trying to figure out a way to trade for him. And I don't think that Calderon would have been out of the question if, like, it had to have happened where we give up Calderon to get Jaren Grant.
Definitely,
I think that would have been easily on the board. But the fact that we only had to give up Tim Hardaway is a steal.
Oh, man, I'm so happy about that. I hope he does well in the Hawks. I think he's got
I liked him. I think I cheered for him when he got drafted, which is saying something.
Oh, yeah.
Not that there was really anybody in that draft class anybody wanted, but, I mean, he was
it was about it. Bright spot. Yeah, first team, right? He was one of the...
Yeah, he was third or something on that.
Yeah, 24th pick, too, which is crazy.
Yeah. Rudy Gobert was drafted in the second round of that draft.
I know that.
He's pretty good.
All right. Okay, I guess.
In another small sample size, supposed to be one of the best defensive centers in the league, so who knows?
I believe that. He looks like it.
He's got those really long arms, and he's tall.
And he's smart.
Yeah.
He doesn't look like he's just getting lucky.
No, that's what I loved about Porzingis, is there was one play, he was like, going in for a block, and then changed hands on the block and blocked with his left hand instead of his right hand. That was
so
cool. That is so
rare. I mean, you never see that.
The awareness that you have to have is unbelievable.
Really... Like that Blake Griffin block on Singler.
Oh, yeah. No. That one was sweet. It was like over the back on the left. Like, what?
That was crazy. But yeah, I think we have a lot of smart guys this year, which is refreshing.
Brand new.
Yeah. I mean, it's not like last year, like, I mean, they just weren't good basketball players.
Like, no, they had
likable guys. They hustled and they weren't dumb. They didn't have low IQs. They just did not have the talent or athleticism needed to be a competitive basketball team. But we have things now. At least to be just outside the playoffs, maybe.
Yeah, I mean, if we're the 9 seed, I'm okay with that. Like, it would hurt.
Definitely.
I kind of would rather be 10 than 9 in that situation. Just to know that we weren't right there. But
okay. Yeah, I see what you're saying.
Like, I mean, I'd take either. Obviously,
any improvement
is 18 games is better than 17. Although I don't think we're going to be that bad.
Yeah, that would be disappointing.
Regardless, one of the most improved teams in the league, since there's nowhere to go but up. But
is there an award for that?
Most improved team.
I know they have most improved player.
Which is also going to be Derek Williams.
Yeah, dude, I hope so. He looks like it.
He's on a mission.
I mean, he's looked like he's been making... Granted, he's been getting a ton of wide open looks. But he's been making a lot of... deep mid-range jumpers, threes. He's been driving. He's been getting good alley-oops. He looks athletic and fast and good and confident. I'm excited.
Yeah, the number two pick, former number two pick.
Yeah, I hope he can play like that. I mean, if he can, that's... I mean, he was projected to be like Melo. And if you can be anything close to that, that's awesome.
Be interesting.
He was drafted by the Kings or the Wolves?
Wolves.
Yeah, I think he was a con, right? He was a... 2011. Khan was the GM.
Oh, okay. Yeah, he was drafted number two behind Kyrie, which definitely has worked out for Cleveland.
Oh, yes. I love Kyrie Irving. He has one of my favorite, like, games in the NBA. Like, the smoothest, like, prettiest game.
Yeah, he can... He is so crafty, and it's... yes, it's pretty. Everything he does with the ball is pretty... It's awesome.
If I'm feeling uninspired, I watch... I watched like the Phantom montage.
Oh, when he was wearing the mask.
Yeah.
Oh, that was so cool.
It's just all slow mo of him just moving the ball in miraculous ways. It's crazy.
Yeah, it's amazing how lucky the Cavs got after LeBron left to win those lotteries. Everything just worked. Perfectly.
Yeah. Weird.
Little coincidence there.
Very interesting. Very lucky. Wink, wink. No, I don't believe that there's anything going on behind the scenes. I think it is all luck.
I mean, I think we can talk about it as much as we want, but like, there's no way.
Age of like Snowden and whistleblowers, like somebody would
something would
let the
come
cat out.
Out
of the bag. Yeah, somebody. Yeah.
No, there's no way that I like the fact that it did happen 4 years in a row. Honestly, makes me or whatever. Like they had the 2 pick one time, makes me think that it is real because that just doesn't happen.
That makes me think that it's not because that's like too obvious.
But, like, why would the NBA make something so obvious?
They wouldn't want to. That's why I think it's fake, that that just happened on accident. They can't do anything about it.
You mean that it is real, that the lottery worked? Not that it's rigged.
It's not rigged.
Yes, okay. So we're on the same page.
Okay, good. All right.
Okay, yeah. There's no way the NBA would be okay with it being 4 years in a row. Like, what?
Yeah, they wouldn't. They wouldn't make that big of a sacrifice for the Cleveland Cavaliers without LeBron.
No. Well, I mean, the whole point was so that they could get four. Like, the conspiracy is that they get four draft picks, four first round, first overalls, and LeBron goes back to a stacked team, which is exactly what happened. But I don't think I don't think that the league would have thought that much about it.
Yeah, I don't.
They're not making those decisions, you know? I mean, Adam Silver works for the 30 NBA owners.
Honestly, I think that they were probably making more money with LeBron in Miami than him in Cleveland. The market was huge for him there.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. I don't think it makes much of a difference league-wide, really. LeBron is going to draw money to the league.
I know that they made a bunch of money on the coming home thing. But I don't think the NBA is making any more money with him in Cleveland on a winning team. He'd be on a winning team regardless.
Right. Wherever he goes, they're going to be raw and
what just happened?
I'm not sure. I think Brian cut out. You there, Brian?
Yep.
Oh, okay. I don't know. Something funky just went on.
Yeah, you just cut off in the middle of that.
Well, I made a lot of great points that you guys probably are not going to hear now.
Gone forever.
You can reiterate them if you wish to.
I'm not even sure what I was saying. I think I'm actually going to have to cut out pretty soon, so.
Well, we have 20 seconds until we've hit a full hour.
Oh, nice.
All right.
So I think
parting
there might be...
Parting wisdom?
Go Knicks, I don't know.
Let's go Mets. Knicks.
Thanks for anybody that made it this far.
Let's go Liberty.
Yeah, Liberty. One more time. Liberty. Go Liberty. Wait, they
lost.
Tune
in next time for some Liberty talk.
We'll have one episode next off season dedicated entirely to Liberty.
New name, the Isaiah era.
Ooh. I don't think anybody would listen.
I would refuse to click on it.
Yeah, dude, I wouldn't.
I wouldn't listen to my own podcast either.
I probably won't, honestly. We just sat here and talked about it. I know. And now it happened.
I'm not listening to this one. I mean,
definitely gonna listen all night.
Isaiah. Yeah, this is true. That was deep.
All right. Well, it's been good. Nice first episode, I think.
Yeah, agreed. Fun. Good work, team.
Good work, guys.
All fourth right. guy in next time.
So, yeah, for sure.
Four or five.
Yeah, I don't know. We could get Mike in here and Zach, and we'd be a nice little crew.
All right.
Cool. All right. Sounds good. Sounds good.
All right. Sounds good. Peace out, boys. Nice job.
Peace.
Good night, everybody.
Listeners,
tune in next
Listener.
Time.
Listener.
Listener. One of you.
Gonna get better.
What was
people.
His name?
Gonna get better.
I'm gonna say. Keith.
Good night, Keith.
Good night, Keith.
It was wonderful having you join us on this adventure.
Good night.
Okay, cool.